Hey, what's up?
Hey,
it's Steph Murdoch, Skate Park of Baltimore. Hop up on that mic.
Stephanie Murdoch, Skate Park of Baltimore. Yeah.
What is going on,
Speaking of that tenacity and that drive that Tom Brady has, she's got a huge dose of that, Stephanie Murdoch.
Well, guys, thanks for having me here today.
You saw something that needed to get done. That was to get somebody a great skate park, and by God, you did that. And we need an ejector seat for Keith. We have to get an ejector seat like pilots have when they know they're going down, except he doesn't get to pull the ripcord. We hit the button. Oh, my God. I mean, oh, my God. Hey, Steph.
Hey, good morning.
Sorry about the insane old man that just sat there.
No, that's why I came in. I was like, maybe I can help push him out talk about sports that everybody's excited about skateboarding.
Yeah, man. Now, what? How do you flip a kick? How do you even do that? And who's Ollie? So the cement park's all done. People are down there tearing it apart. It looks great. I love who did the art on the side of it. Right at the end of the avenue at Hamden, if you drive all the way down closest to the city towards Falls Road and just look to your left right up the field, you'll see it out there. Everybody's up there ripping it apart.
Yeah, the park's done. It's getting used every day. Even when it's 20 degrees out, there's people out there shoveling snow out. It's so cool. And the great thing about this project, it's definitely snowballing into other projects around the city. About a year ago, they were holding a community design meeting for a re-envisioning of Rash Field down at the Inner Harbor. So I went down there. I mean, we've been skating the Inner Harbor for years and years and years.
Yeah.
Went down to the meeting, raised my hand and said, hey, you know, we should bring a skate park down to Rash Field. And I thought I was going to get booed out of there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but next thing I know, the Baltimore Sun's got an article about their work down there. And lo and behold, there is a skate park, which is included in the designs. And that's so significant because about 10 years ago, you remember the incident with Officer Rivieri.
Yeah, that's right. We got national
attention. And this is like a complete 180. And this is saying to the youth of Baltimore, like, hey, not only do we embrace skateboarding, we're going to bring you a skate park in one of the most prominent places in Baltimore City at Rash Field.
Yeah, because that was the first thing when Mike brought this up in the meeting. You're having a movie premiere. We'll get to all that. The name of the movie is The Dream, The Art of Skateboarding, and it's going to help benefit, proceeds are going to benefit the construction of this park that you're talking about. But Mike was like, yeah, it looks like they're building a skate park down at Rash Field. And we all looked at each other and we're like, really? They're building a skate park like right there? We didn't think, is it approved? Is this happening? Or is it just this is a thing. It's happening.
Yeah, this is happening.
We were all blown away by that.
I was just as surprised as you guys, but it just shows that, it might have taken a long time, but finally we're getting recognized, and the need for these kind of facilities for youth is being recognized and embraced by the city. And Waterfront Partnerships is leading up the redevelopment
of
Rash Field. And from there, a whole bunch of community partners have gotten involved. One of those is the family of Jake Owen, a young man that was killed at just the age of 5, an avid skateboarder from Baltimore who was killed in a distracted driving accident. So the park is going to be named Jake Skate Park at Rash Field.
Awesome. That's so cool.
And then Joey Jett, 19-year-old skater from Baltimore. He's on the scene. He's created a video that he's filmed and edited himself, which is going to be premiering at the event on Saturday. The event is The Art of Skateboarding. It's a premiere and art show. And not only Joey, but Mike Vallely.
I was going to say, dude, Mike Vallely, if you've ever been in my current home, my old apartment, did you ever see the painting your brother-in-law did
of
Mike Vallely? He's the dude holding up the board painting that's in my house. Mike Vallely is one of the biggest Hessians of all time. If this thing is flat and even partially capable of being rolled over on a skateboard, I mean, Mike Vallely was one of the first dudes in skateboarding that, like, people were scared of, but in an amazing way.
Oh, yeah.
This guy was a barbarian. If there was anything that this guy could roll and this guy would skate it, but he was an amazing musician, incredible artist. This guy, like, toured the world. He's done some of the sickest stuff out there. And the fact that he's working with a cat from Baltimore like Joey Jett, I'm going to go out there to see this. You're going to see me freak out around Mike Vallely.
I've
never got to meet him.
I'm going to be fanning out so hard.
I'm going to go. I might actually see if I can bring Thomas's painting and see if I can get him to sign that thing.
You should.
Because I've loved Mike Vallely since I was 14 years old. I used to have his elephant board. He rides an old deck too. He rides one of those boards that you've seen that have almost just like the single kicktail instead of the double kicktail on each end. He rides the one that's still, it looks like something straight out of like Dogtown and the Z-Boys. Big fat board. It's awesome.
Talking to Stephanie Murdoch, the founder of Skate Park Baltimore. And so now next thing is Jake's Skate Park. It's Rashfield right at the bottom of Fed Hill, right there at the Inner Harbor. And you're having a big movie premiere to help raise some funds, correct? Fill me in on that.
Correct. Yeah, it's this Saturday, Art of Skateboarding, and it's a premiere and art show at Bustin' Boards at City Garage, which is at 101 West Dickman Avenue. Joey's going to be there. Mike's going to be there. And, you know, I really want to commend Joey because my favorite kind of skateboarder is one that gives back to his community. So not only is he going to be sharing, you know, his work as a skateboarder and a videographer, photographer, but he's bringing big names to Baltimore. And proceeds from this are going to be going back to a facility that's going to serve thousands of youth in his city. So, you know, I know he's called in and
yeah, we got Joey on the phone right now, man. Why don't you go ahead and thank him personally, joining us on the phone, Joey Jett, alongside Steph Murdoch, Skate Park of Baltimore movie premiere, The Dream, The Art of Skateboarding to benefit Jake's Skate Park. Good morning, Joey.
Good morning,
dude. I'm watching some footage of you right now because anybody that Mike Vallely says is good with him is good with me.
Right?
I'm watching the comeback video on YouTube right now. You are doing damage on a mini ramp. If I saw you in front of me at a skate park, your finger flips. Dude, you're incredible on a mini ramp, dude. I'm watching you go up. You're heading all the way up into like a boneless to fakie after a finger flip over a spine. I'm going to put this.
I don't even know what you just said.
Dude, you're destroying this micro ramp right now. You're blowing my mind. I'm going to tweet this video out. Talk to us about this event that's coming up.
Yeah, so pretty much over the last year, I've toured with a childhood hero, Mike Vallely, and it's been pretty crazy, and I've documented the last year of my life, and that will be premiering. It's a film I made, and while I was making the film, I was thinking of like a name for it, and I came up with The Dream because, I mean, the last year has been like a dream. I never thought I would ever, like, tour the world with my childhood hero. It's been crazy.
That's awesome.
Dude, I'm watching. Did you just do in this video, and I'm sorry to get inside baseball, you did a front side 360 heel flip.
He did. I can confirm that.
Josh showed that to me.
The
level of technical skill you have on a mini ramp, it would make, like, Rodney Mullen blush. I mean, you really are absolutely incredible. I would love sometime to just do power slide after power slide in front of you while you give me a soft congratulatory make-a-wish kid pat on the back. Yeah, talk to me about the park too, man. What's the park actually going to have at it? What are we going to see at Jake's Skate Park?
So pretty much I think it's still in the planning period. But from what I hear, there's just going to be things that everyone can skate from all ages and all skill levels.
Yeah, Joey's right. We're still in the planning phase, and we're going to have more community design meetings. We actually had Grindline, one of the best, one of the most reputable skate park design construction firms, come out for our first input meeting. They'll be coming back. We want to see features that, you know, are that replicate things that we're already skating in Baltimore. That'll actually be in a place where
cool. We
can go and skate and not get chased out. And Joe, I really want to thank you because this is just so amazing that not only you're sharing your dream with the youth of Baltimore, but you're benefiting such a great cause. And Joey's put like stuff up for auction at this thing. He's got his first release, which is sold out, his board that's going to be auctioned off to people that come out to the event. He's got his photography. And I just really want to commend you.
Oh, man. Joey.
Yeah, thank you so much for the Hamden Park and just also helping the community and like skateboarding. It's a great thing.
Yes, the premiere of The Dream, The Art of Skateboarding. It benefits Jake's Skate Park, which is going to be under construction right down there at Rashfield. It is this Saturday, January 13th, from 6 to 10 p.m. at City Garage, which is basically right down there next to Port Covington, right off of, what's that street? Can't remember the street.
Dickman Street.
Joey, and I mean this in the kindest way possible, the same way as a former skater and a former comedian. would get pissed at someone else, like you hate another comedian because how damn funny they are, I would watch you skate and get furious. I would probably stop skating. I'm watching you do damage to a handrail right now. The footage is at JSS 98 Rock. You are an absolute monster. I can't wait to see you at Jake's Skate Park once it's built down the line. I'd love to watch you at Charm City. Watch you down there, Skate Park of Baltimore at the end of the avenue in Hamden. Appreciate you joining us, man. Thank you so much, Stephanie. Thank you so much.
Thank
Where
you
can
guys.
People go for more info?
You can go to Facebook. I think all of us have all the links up. Our Skate Park of Baltimore site, my site, Joey's site, Waterfront Partnerships. All the details are online.
All right, there you Sweet. Go.